Crackle the Spider was the queen tonight. She is a preacher who loves the Lord. Weasley Wise is an elegant glider. He is an owl who's never bored. Slippery Petey is an alligator. We'll avoid a partner in crime.
Oh, yeah.
When trouble blows in history, Missouri travels back in time.
We are in the car driving home.
Yeah, going home.
An exciting weekend upstate Pennsylvania.
So exciting.
Yes.
I love it up there. Mama never lets me on the leash when I'm up there.
And you look pretty tired today.
I am a little tired because I got to run around and smell a lot of smells.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it. Do you like it?
I love it.
You look tired, too.
I got a lot of work done.
Oh, what'd you do?
I put a tree up in the kitchen.
A tree in the kitchen?
I framed out a bathroom with my friend Scott.
Oh,
and
nice.
I fixed the floor in the RV, so now you don't fall through the floor.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't want to fall through the floor.
And some other little odds and ends that have to be taken care
of. That's so nice. Oh, do you remember? I have to say something.
What?
And it happened today, too. I just want to say how fun it is when you take me in the store. Because you took me into Walmart, and then you took me into Aldi's, and everybody was saying hello to me. They were saying, oh, hello, little girl. You are so pretty. Oh, she is so cute. Oh, what a cute little doggy you have. What's her name? And then we went and got ice cream today, and everybody came over to me and was saying, oh, look how cute I am. Look how cute. Oh, can I pet her? Oh, she's so pretty. Oh, hi, Bella. Hi, Bella. Did you see?
Yeah, I did see that.
Wasn't that fun?
Bella.
Yeah?
You should not be talking about how everybody was making such a big deal of you.
Why not?
The Bible clearly says, let another praise you. You don't praise yourself.
Well, I'm just being honest.
No. That's being a little prideful. A little bit.
What? What do you mean?
Well, you want to say, oh, look at me. Look how everybody was making a big deal out over me.
Well,
me,
they were.
Bella, you don't need to say it.
Why not?
It just makes you sound very prideful and very full of yourself.
And people
don't like that. And friends don't like that either.
That's not nice.
No, not really.
But I'm just saying what everybody was saying to me.
Right. Well, think about how would you feel if every time you saw Slippery Pete, he would tell you about all of the accolades he gets and all the compliments he gets about how green he is and about how sharp his teeth are and how his eyes are so cool looking and how fast he is and how cool he is. And all he ever talked about was how great he is.
Well,
how would that make you feel?
Never happened.
That's what?
That's never happened.
I'm saying, what if that happened?
Well, I guess it would get boring after a while and annoying.
And then you wouldn't want to hang around with him anymore. Because all he ever talks about is himself.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, that's how others would feel.
So I shouldn't tell everybody how wonderful I am?
No, you shouldn't. Let another praise you, not yourself.
So let other people just say how nice I am. And
other people can say, oh, I love that Bella, and I love that, you know.
And what do? I just say thank you?
You say thank you very much. You can say thank you. And then when you go and pray, you can give all of that stuff, you can give it right to God because it really belongs to Him. All praises due Him.
So when everyone says how wonderful I am and cute and
so much. You're cute, too, you know.
And you're wonderful, too. And then I go and I say, thank you, God, for making me wonderful.
No.
Oh?
You say, thank you, God. I want to give all of these compliments to you that were given to me.
Oh, all right. I get it.
So really, those people are doing you a great service. They're paying you all these compliments, and now you have something you can bring to God.
Oh, okay.
Don't just keep it for yourself.
All right, so they say everything nice to me, and I say thank you, and then I say thank you, God. Thank you so much. I love you, and you're wonderful. And
yeah, all this praise that I received, I'm giving it to you.
I give it to you, because you're wonderful.
So the next time someone gives you a compliment, you can tell them, thank you. Now I have something to bring to God tomorrow.
All right, I get it. But it is nice when people compliment you.
Sure. Yeah, but you should end it there.
All right. So I don't want to be into pride.
I'm not telling you this to make you feel bad.
I don't feel bad.
I will. Fine.
I feel great.
Okay, of course.
But I don't want to have pride. I want to be humble.
Right, good.
All right.
That's good.
I'm sorry. Will you forgive me?
There's nothing to forgive.
Okay.
You're all set.
Well, I'm really, really sleepy. I think before we get home, I'm going to take a nap now.
That's great. And when I get home after I eat...
You're going to take a nap?
I'm going to take a nap, most likely. But then again, who knows?
All right.
Okay.
Wake me up when we're home, okay?
I'll wake you up when we get home so that you can go to bed.
I'm just tired.
Good night. Until next time, this has been yet another episode of
Bella and Me.